Yeah, that too. 5, 3, 2, 5, 1.
Hello out there. This is Bellfire Radio, and I have Will and Zeke with me tonight. And I just want to give a little shout out to all you red ass white Israelites.
Did they get spanked? Why are they red ass white people?
Because we're the Adamites.
Oh, no,
that
shit.
Means we're the Adamites. That ain't true. That intro reminded me of that GJ chick at the beginning of that Warriors movie. Remember that? You know?
Yeah.
I expected somebody to go, Israelites, come out and play.
Come out and play.
Freaking you parasitic baby eating murdering freaking Canaanite eating my people that are going to be destroyed. Just read Obadiah. Fuck you. Okay, how about that?
There's your bad story.
I think you needed one more adjective in your description.
What?
I'm not going to add one. I'm just saying I thought you needed to add one just to make it more descriptive.
Well, we're not your original Judeo-Christian little mamby-pambies.
And don't get the 5010C3.
5013C, tax exempt.
How did the NFL get shit?
You know
how
the NFL get shit?
Because they started the Church of Monday Night Football.
I know.
That's some bullshit. Them niggas don't pay taxes. Hockey pays taxes. Soccer pays taxes.
Soccer.
Baseball takes taxes. Football. We got the Church of Monday Night Football, niggas. Yeah.
This is the Church of Will right now, okay? So, what the duck, okay, is going on in our freaking world right now? Okay.
It's crazy.
COVID-19, are you fucking kidding me? What are they doing?
You know, that's so old school. They should have
We know who's behind it, right? Say it. Who's behind COVID-19?
Jews.
Thank you.
Chinese.
Not the Chinese. Well, the Chinese Jews.
It's COVID. COVID-19.
COVID-19.
No, you got to get it right, because it is Jew-Chinese, man. It's COVID-19.
I just spit all over the screen of my phone, man.
Well, now you're infected, you fucking silly bastard.
You just infected yourself.
Yeah, you infected yourself. You're probably the guy driving around in a car by himself with a fucking mask and gloves on.
Oh, my God.
Freaking out because you got to change the radio station. Now you got to change gloves because you changed the radio station.
Can I tell my story?
Rolling my window down to yell at people that aren't wearing masks. That's me.
Can I tell my two stories that I went out of my house, out of hiding, in my encounters with the fucking zombies?
Oh, my goodness. Tell me.
Dude, okay. So I woke up in the middle of the night and I couldn't, in my left eye, you know, the left eye, the fucking illuminati naughty eye, and I couldn't see shit because there was like blackness everywhere and I thought I was going blind. So I went to the emergency room and literally there was nobody in the emergency room. It was amazing. Like there was nobody there. So they immediately put me in a wheelchair because, you know, I was going blind.
You can't walk.
Okay.
Why are they always put you in a wheelchair now?
Kind of makes sense. You know, you could have stumbled and fell or something.
Yeah.
You go to the hospital drunk and they put you in a goddamn wheelchair.
There was like five nurses. I'll take her. There's no one here. I need something to do. So I'm rolling me into this room. God. And literally, like, I don't know. Like, I couldn't see out of my eye. Like, it was, like, black and, like, black. I thought I was going blind. And I was in there for a freaking hour waiting. And I'm like, I'm going blind, you guys. What the fuck? You know, I can be going blind. And nobody comes in the room. So I called Paul, you know, my significant other. And I started bitching on the phone, just calmly, like to myself, well, to how calm as I can be on the phone.
You calmly bitch on the phone. I like the way a woman says it.
I'm calm. I'm like, there's nobody here.
This is maybe a calm.
And I literally said, I'm like, this is a COVID-19 a hoax, you know, like the scamdemic. And I was like, this is bullshit. And I probably said a couple cuss words because I just do that, you know. Yeah, and I was like, there's no one even here. And they can't even help me. Literally, like, 2 minutes later when I hung up the phone, there was this little cop that came in my room with his little mask on. And he was, like, chewing gum in his mask, like just super chewing his gum. And I was already fucking irritated. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me, you little man? I'm like, you're chewing cud and coming in my room telling me that what's your deal? And he goes, well, there seems to be a problem in here, man. What? Well, we heard you cussing and talk, you know, we heard you cussing in the other room. Yeah, I was talking to my husband, okay? It wasn't about you guys. It wasn't anything about you. So, you know, she's like, what, are they freaking scared of a blind person?
Well, hang on. You're only blind in one eye.
Going blind.
I'm 1 foot. I can still kick a motherfucking nuts.
Where is the sympathy? Where is the sympathy? Are you? So he's like, I'm like, you know this is a hoax, right? No, it's not. This is real. And you're putting everybody in danger. Oh, who's in danger? There's nobody here. I walked through the hall. There was nobody in the beds. Like, nobody in any beds anywhere. It was just me up there. I felt like I don't know, man. I felt like an alien up there. I was like, the Illuminati's going to kill me.
You know what kills me, man? They got two hotels here in St. Louis. They got two hotels. They're all quarantined off, man. They put big ass, like, 12-foot fences around them with all the privacy shit. You know what I'm saying? They got, like, fucking a mask on the fence, looks like. A big ass white sheet on the fence. That's what it looks like. And they got two hotels as I'm going to work. And this is for the overflow of all the people going to the hospital with this virus.
Yeah.
The hospitals have, like, this is a fucking virus. They got 45 fucking beds. They got two cases apiece of this motherfucking virus. Where the fuck is the overflow? Why do you have this shit? You over here plotting against the white.
Here in emergency.
No. Plotting against the white.
God damn.
I get that shit from my grandpa. They over here plotting against the white folk. Fuck them motherfuckers. You know?
I'm white and blind, okay, at the moment.
Yeah. And them cops is white, but they get paid by the black folk. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They get paid by the Jews, man.
So I told this guy, this is a scamdemic. And he's like, no, it's not. And I go, you're a little man chewing gum in my face with a mask on. I can't even respect you. And I told him that. I can't respect this shit. I can't even respect any of this shit.
You ain't big enough for me to respect.
So they send a doctor in wearing a mask, like from like Star Wars mask on his face.
Oh, wow. Was he Darth Vader shit?
Yeah, a Darth Vader mask. And I'm like, what? Is my breath stink? You got to protect yourself from my breath? What's going on?
You eat a lot of garlic.
He goes, well, there seems to be a problem in here. And I'm like, what? Well, you were cussing.
Oh, my God.
And you were upset. I was talking to my husband on the phone, not talking to you or any of the ghost people out here that you think that, you know, I'm bothering.
Yeah, you weren't screaming at nobody. You were talking to your husband on the phone. Yeah,
on the phone, completely, not even yelling or anything. Nothing. Just
so there's a private conversation. Can I have some privacy?
Yeah. So what do they have, like?
Maybe if you would have closed the fucking door, you wouldn't have heard me so much.
So, you know, he checked my eye out, didn't do shit. And I couldn't see out of most of my eye. And, oh, well, you need to go to the eye doctor. Oh, well, fuck you.
Well, you know what? He comes into your room and tells you you're being too loud. He looks at your eye. Now he can charge you 300 fucking bucks for looking at your goddamn eye. Shit. Which he knows he can't do shit about.
So, when I go, so.
That's what doctors.
I had to get undressed for them to look at my eye, which is stupid. And then I had to get dressed again. And I went out. So there's nobody out of the hallway except for the people at the desks. And I'm sitting there for fucking 15 minutes or 20 minutes waiting for my papers, you know, to get.
So no, get wait a minute. You done confused me on this. If they're not looking at your brown eye, why the fuck do you got to get undressed and look at your eye?
I don't know. But anyway.
No. Why?
Oh, no. So I went out there and these people are like, I'm like, you guys know this is a scamdemic hoax, don't you? And they all looked up at me like, what? Like they were ready to call the cops on me again, like, you know. And I go, oh, just give me my papers and I'm going to leave. And this one dude comes up with his two fingers, like peace fingers. Like I'm a fucking peace and hippie person, right up to my face. With his fucking peace signs. And I went right back up him and I did the same peace signs back into him. And then I fucking walked backwards out of the hospital with my two fucking middle fingers up. Like, fuck you. Okay, that's what happened. And that's my, you know, fuck. And so.
Man.
Oh, man, I'm just curious of why you had to get naked for them to look at your eyes.
Yeah, exactly. Like, why do I have to take all my clothes off?
What I would do is, like, let's play doctor. You have an eye problem. Get naked.
I know.
Yeah, if I was a doctor, all the cute chicks be like, take your clothes off, and I'll be there in a minute.
Yeah, I'll be right in. Just get comfortable. Be right there.
Right. Why weren't you weren't like, no, it's my eye.
It's just my fucking left Illuminati eye, okay?
All right. Oh, which
I don't have a infection. My eyes fucked up.
Oh, fuck. Wow.
Well, it turned out that I just bursted a vein, like in the middle. Okay, so I bursted a huge vessel in the back of my eye in the middle of my sleep. How do you even do that? Did I fucking punch myself in the face sleeping?
You know what? I've seen that face McGee. Yeah, you might have.
You did. I probably might have, but I had this dream. Okay, I had this dream. At the same night that I was wearing these huge Elton John glasses.
God.
I can picture you wearing something like that.
Yeah. I would hit myself in the face too.
I know, but listen, and there was this like, there was like all this like black tar around my Elton John glasses. And I was like, I can't get it off. Like, I can't see. And I woke up. Thinking, I just shut my eyes and woke up. Oh my God, that's the worst nightmare I've ever had. Then I woke up and I had the freaking black goo in my eye, like everywhere. And I was like, the black goo is after me. It was blood at the time, you know, but since Keith has been telling me about black goo, I was like,
yeah, but it's been following.
Somebody gave me the black goo in the middle of the night. I'm going to die. I'm going to hell.
Dude, she just dropped the microphone. Oh, my God.
But it was horrible because I couldn't see. So I really did think I was going to go blind.
Dude, you were freaking out, man. You were freaking the fuck out.
What?
How is your eye now, man? You haven't really updated me on status.
Because I went online and I bought some, you know how I take MSN for my body, like sulfur, you know. So I went online and I bought some MSN sulfur drops.
Uh-huh.
Plopped them in my eye for 4 days and all of the blood left. It's all gone. Yeah, the eye drops.
So your eyes fine now?
And they were amazed that
against the advice of her doctor.
Yeah, don't put anything in your eye while you before you come out back over here, and so we can get you naked again. Like,
well, did you get the surgery though that you were talking about?
What? Well, I went to the eye doctor, and they did all the stuff. They took X-rays of my eye. They did all this crap, and they were like, "Well, you know, we can hardly find this, but you have a you like pretty much blew a gasket in the back of your eyeball, and you know, there's nothing we can do. You're really lucky that you didn't get a detached retina." But it could, you could get a detached retina in the next 5 days. So I was scared to death for 5 days. I'm like, am I going to wake up and like not see anything? Like, I'm going to lose my freaking eyeballs. Is, you know, nope. 7 days later, fine.
Fine. So it's fine now. You're good.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. Awesome. I was worried about you for a few days, you know?
I was seeing like blue lights, and I'm not talking about all the hippie lights in my whole house, but like, like the flashing lights everywhere, but like in my eye.
I would see my tie-dye fucking dinner plates. I was just looking at the wall. Yeah.
I was getting confused. Anyway. You guys, this scamdemic is such bullshit. It's amazing how they're trying to pull this off. Like, anybody have any ideas why they're doing it?
Well, from what I've seen, that all their testing that they're doing, they have no test positive for what they're testing for. It will test for any COVID particle, which is basically any basic flu, down to the basic flu. You know what I'm saying? And people carry those all the fucking time, whether they're sick or not. They're always in your body. They're kind of like parasites in your gut. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You need those to survive. You know, you're not going to live
with. So we're living with.
No, these people are testing. And if you have any COVID in your system whatsoever, that's a COVID-19 right now. So everybody testing positive, from what I've come across, is 30 to 40% of those being tested are just average motherfuckers that don't have shit wrong with them, but they're testing positive.
Yeah. I've even read that most people...
Everybody that dies, you know, like in New York, they was talking about that shit in New York, Chicago, all the big cities where everybody is dying. You know, I'm here in St. Louis. They ain't truckloads of people dying here, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But there, everybody who dies is classified as a COVID-19 patient.
Yeah, they.
You could die of diabetes. Your foot split up, turned black, and you had to amputate your leg, and you bled out on the fucking surgical table. Oh, well, he's a COVID-19 patient.
I'm going to say Bell's almost went blind to name this thing. Bells almost went blind, COVID-19. Okay. Because it almost killed me.
There have been doctors and nurses that have come forward, did YouTube videos and stuff, and have said exactly what you said, Will, that, you know, they can have someone in there dying, you know, of cancer and is on their last legs. And if they also test positive for COVID, which most people will, we've all been exposed to
that, because that shit is naturally in your fucking bodies because it's a naturally occurring thing.
So it gets recorded as a COVID death, even though they died of
pancreatic cancer. Concrete evidence for a COVID-19 test.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Exactly. For the COVID virus, which is SARS, which is fucking all these other fucking viruses, which are part of that shit, but it's not particularly contained to the COVID-19.
Exactly.
That's some fucked up shit, man. That's some real shit.
That's some real shit. Leak?
That's what's scary, man. That's That's how they get motherfuckers, you know, is, oh, you know what? This explains it perfectly. Remember when I first started talking to you, Bills? I was staying with my friend Janet, her grandson was there and all this shit. We hung out. Right. We smoked a lot of weed. Good and we talked about all kinds of conspiracy theories, man. You know, and he was like, damn, Uncle Will, you right about that shit. So he started telling his friends, right?
Right.
His friends started coming over. They started getting high, and we started talking about chemtrails and all this shit. This kid, he went home and told his daddy about chemtrails. You know, he's about 17, 18 years old at the time. You know, he went home after talking to me a couple times. He's like, dude, you know, you're watching this shit on the news. Man, what about these fucking chemtrails? They're spraying chemicals in the air and all this shit. You know what? His dad kicked him out of the house and said, you stupid motherfucker. I watch the news. I understand what the fuck's going on in this world. You're a fucking idiot. Get the fuck out of here. He kicked that kid out of his fucking house because he talked to me about chemtrails.
Okay, so what I'm saying is they're literally trying to create a civil war between the awake people and the non-awake. Because you know what? I'm telling you guys, they tried to start a civil war with blacks against whites and all that. It didn't work.
Dude,
now they're freaking trying to... They're trying...
They've been trying to shift in the 50s, man.
Yeah. And now it's they've
been dividing people. That's the CIA's purpose in this country. You know, the CIA is not from here. They're from Switzerland. they were Jew-owned. If everybody watches TV...
Well, they're trying to break up families and separate us all and make us all... You know, I can't even see my own... Some of the people in my family have fallen for this, which is only a couple people, actually, because I live in my family and I've woken everybody up. But the ones who fall for it...
Races, man. That's what I was saying earlier before you started recovering this conversation. That United Colors of Benetton shit back in the 80s, that was just a propagation of what was going on back in the 60s of saying, hey, we're all one. Fuck whitey. You don't want to be white. You want to be one of the colors.
Right.
Be one of these colors or you're not cool.
Zeke was talking today about how they're trying to destroy families. That's what we were talking about today. And kind of why we were going to do the show. But I'm so freaking freaked out about this COVID-19 thing because I keep running into situations where I almost get arrested. Like, I was in... I was in the wine store. Paul wanted to get a bottle of wine. This freaking woman, this butch-dack woman, she thinks she's all the shit and a cop, you know, like this... She... You gotta stand behind the red line. So I moved back, you know, like, okay. And Paul didn't move back behind the red line. And she goes, I'm not serving you. I'm not going to give you anything unless you get behind the red line. So he went behind the red line and he just walked in front of it again. And she's like, sir, over the intercom, really super loud, you need to get behind the red line. And I went up to her and I was like, bitch, you fucking badass bitch. You're more danger to us than I am to you because you are giving up your freedoms and everything for this red line. I need to keep my job. I need to keep my job. I have, you know. And then she pulls over She pulls over this guy next to her and they start laughing at me, right? You don't laugh at Bella, okay? So once that came about, I was like, got up in her face, my fucking two middle fingers. I'm like, fucking cunt, you fucking fat ass cunt. Fuck in my face. All right? You're a fucking retard. Paul was looking at me like, what are you doing? Like, I am surprised they even sold us whatever we were buying. And so I walked, and then I walked backwards with my fingers out the door. I'm like, everybody in this fucking place right now who's wearing a mask, you're fucking retards. Okay, all of you. And I walk out, and this girl comes out with pink hair, and she's like, you know, don't feel bad, don't feel bad. That lady that you were, you know, you went through the line, everyone knows she's a bitch. Actually, she said everyone knows she's a cunt. I don't care. The whole point of it is...
I would
stop have made being a fucking mask tard. Okay? Mask tards.
Mask tards.
I'm gonna get a rest one of these days. I'm gonna Paul's like, you let me better let me go shopping. Yeah, I'll get it for you. He doesn't want me to go in stores because I speak my mind.
You know what? I wouldn't be worried about being arrested, but if you came to visit me and I took you out for a stroll, we would probably get shot.
Yeah, we would.
We would. They would arrest us. They would just shoot the fuck out of us. These motherfuckers pop, 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 pop.
I know.
And then just some other motherfuckers walk up behind us and shoot us again.
You know?
Yeah.
My daughter's totally awake to all this stuff. She's totally awake, completely awake to all of it. On Mother's Day, my son, not so much. But he's in the medical field.
Is Rhea really, truly awake, or is she just like an alcoholic stupor listening to
me? No, she's awake. But Jay, my son, he, on Mother's Day, he's so sweet. He believes all this stuff because he's in the medical field, you know, he has to do all this stuff. And he dropped off, he always calls me a sunflower because I've grown huge sunflowers since they were little in my gardens. And he left this beautiful card about how he had all these great memories about me growing up and all this stuff. And he left these sunflowers on my porch and he didn't think I would see him. And I went to the window. I'm like yelling out the window, son, I love you. And he's like, virtual hug, mom, virtual hug. What the fuck? Seriously? Like, I get a virtual hug, and I have a grandchild with him, and I can't even see that child because I love him so much. But he, you know, but I can't be angry at him because he believes it, and I can't, you know what I mean? Like, I can't be like, well, you're stupid. Let me see my grandchild. You know, I have to be like, okay, I understand you're worried. It's really hard with my kids. I can be very loving and understanding with them, but when it comes to the public, I can't. I don't know. I don't have it. I'm just not that compassionate.
You know why?
Why?
You have no blood tie. You're not related.
Well, I guess, yeah. But...
you know what my mom did to me?
For my family. It's like, why?
Dude, we should be able to... Mom's the other day, and my mom was just out of the blue, just came up, hugged the shit out of me, kissed me on the cheek, and then she looked me in the eye at arm's length and said, you're not sick, are you?
Your mom.
That's my mom's, man.
Oh, man.
You know,
man.
This is the first thing like I'm going to give you a big-ass hug. Here's a piece of pie.
Most of my family have figured it out, and they're all like these prepper people, you know? But they fell for this COVID-19 thing. And they were hiding out in their bunkers crap. My dad's had all the stuff. $8 million of food in the freezer and all this stuff.
But, you're over here with, what, 2 packs of ramen and some
yeah. Yeah. And so the other day, they figured it out. And they've been growing all massive gardens and stuff, you know. And my brother was like, well, when did you figure out this was a hoax? I'm like, dude, I knew it from the beginning. I know how these freaking Jews roll, okay? These Edomite, Canaanite assholes. I know how they roll. Didn't buy it for a second. And he was amazed. Like, I actually gained respect with him from that.
You know what? You know what's fucked up, though? It's Trump's here to save us, man. And you're fucking him all up. Trump's gonna save us, man. You're fucking his whole fucking game up, dude.
Did we lose Zeke? We got Zeke.
No, I'm here.
Yeah. What do you think, Zeke? Trump's here to save us, man, right?
Of course, he's appointed by God to save us, man. He's the reincarnation of King Cyrus.
I told you, Bill. I told you he was here to save us, man. That motherfucker, he's here to save us, man. He is the chosen one. And he is the orange one.
You got all these Christians who have been... They're like playing at Revelations. They've been doing it from like the 70s. And like, the mark of the beast, you're going to get this chip in your body. And you're all going to hell. That'll be great.
And there's nothing you can do to fight back. Just step right up and get your head cut off for Jesus.
Mark of the beast, or else get your head cut off over there. You get the mark of the beast, or you over there get your head cut off. It's like a line.
Yeah,
pretty much is, right.
It's like you pick. Here's the line to get the chip, or go over there and get your head cut off. Like there's no third option.
Yeah.
Like there's no resisting and fighting. There's no, you know.
There's no in between.
Right, like we're just gonna lay down and roll over for the, you know.
Well, that's their dream gig, dude. You know what I'm saying? That they're portraying their dream gig.
Yeah, if I swear to God that okay, so we know these fucking Jews control the opposition, right? So you've been pushing this Judeo-Christian end time scenario since I swear to God since the 70s. I remember as a little kid. My mom dragging me off to these fucking movies.
You know what? It was long before that because your parents and your grandparents were letting to that shit.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you wouldn't have came into it because you would have been like, eh, whatever.
I'm sending this out to the AI. Fuck you.
It's just old, remember, man.
Read Obadiah because we're going to burn the fuck out of you. You're done.
A little kid, like 9, 10, going to Sunday school, and the pastors would put these little kind of cheap-ass slap-together movies about it, documentary movie-type thing, about the end times, and, you know, showing that we're all going to get our heads cut off. And, I mean, to little kids, like, this is what's coming, prepare, you know, and I'm like, you know, looking back, it was nuts, man, you know?
That's some crazy shit. You're right.
Why would you show that to little kids?
My mother, when I was like 12 years old, my mom went through the Catholic thing, and Mary was in the sky saying, "The 3 days of darkness and the, you know, all that stuff." Like they were talking about, like the end of the world and the fires coming. You're all gonna die in the fire and. So I literally, it freaked me out. Like, I remember being in the country. My dad built this house, and we were living. I remember the room I was in. Great. I'm going to burn up in a fire. That's how I'm going to die.
It's going to suck.
Yeah. Mary's in the sky with her, you know, what is that? Magigoria, all that crap. I got fed that for years. Yeah, and
have you ever learned one thing about Catholicism? It is almost the totally opposite of anything biblically Christian. What was the one of the first things they tell you? Do not be an idolater. What is the first thing you see when you walk into a Catholic cathedral church, whatever?
Yeah.
That always got me as a fucking kid. That always fucking blew my fucking mind. Don't be an idolater. But as soon as you walk into this building, there's idols every fucking where.
Right.
You cannot walk through the fucking front door without seeing the goddamn statue or something.
We had six kids. We had six kids in our family. Even we didn't have a car. We had at one point we had this little like Honda. You can only fit like four people in it. My mom would put six of us in there. With my dad, mom, and my one of the little kid would be like riding like the shift. With his legs up the front. We gotta get to church, man. It was horrible. And I remember just standing outside the church going, I'm not going in there. There's something wrong. There's something wrong in there. And I was just like, I'm just chilling outside. I'm listening. I'm my ears in the church. I'm just standing outside the door. That's how I did it every time. So I could go into it, but I'm not, you know, but it's a sodomite ritual when you go into a church.
Yeah, you're going through the opening. Right.
You go through the, anal opening, you walk in, you sit in the pews, which is your, like, anal thing, and then there's the, you know, the altar where you sacrifice, and it's all satanic ritual. That's what Catholic Church is.
You go in there, you dump your load,
right. Okay. And I knew it was wrong because I knew. So I would stand outside the door and be like, okay, well, Mom, listen, man.
This shit don't feel right.
And all priests are wearing dresses because they're trannies, you know, like the troll tranny thing, and they got their fucking guys ringing the bells. Is the transition from hell.
Ringing the bell in a fucking dress.
When you die, you hear the bell when you go to hell. That's hell's bells. So I knew it was wrong. Okay, I knew it. You gotta become the devil to fight the devil. Belladonna.
Sorry. You know what? what if you became the devil's worst nightmare to fight his ass?
I will be. Derek hasn't realized that yet, but I will be.
Maybe he hasn't realized what you're gonna become yet, and he's just scared of that. That's why you're fucking. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta take the devil's name, fight the devil.
He understands what you can become, but he don't understand quite what you have become. So he's intimidated and afeared by that.
Yeah, he's afeared.
Stupid motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. We messing around.
Next million fucking monkeys.
Zeke.
What?
Hello.
You're quiet.
Y'all are talking enough.
I tell you, you got no weed, bro. Mm.
Do you think Eve's on Earth? Like, I literally, every freaking movie on this planet is about Satan, Eve, Lilith, and Adam. And it's this undercurrent in every movie.
No, that's not true. I seen Snuffleupagus Goes to Hollywood. That wasn't, yeah.
No, whatever, but you know what I'm saying? I get it. I don't think anybody on the planet has decoded that ever. But I get it.
You know what? No, you're wrong. All right. Many of them have, but none of them will talk about that shit. You know why?
Why?
You're talking about some shit they don't want people to talk about.
So you think people have decoded Eve in every movie? I don't think so. Somebody brag about it. Nobody else has.
That made the movie, Bells. The motherfuckers that made the movies.
Oh, they know.
They knew.
Well, they know, but I'm talking about everyday people. They don't know.
Everyday people ain't meant to know. The devil has to tell you what he's going to do before he does it. He don't have to tell you, like, hey, I'm going
to
do this.
Yep, Joe. He only has to tell one person.
That's some real shit. He don't have to come up and say, hey, this is what I'm going to do. He's just going to say, hey.
He only has to tell one person, and he doesn't have to tell everybody. But he tells everybody through.
If one person gets it, it works.
Oh, okay. So we get
it. Well, did you ever see that movie, V for Vendetta?
Yeah.
And, okay, so you know how the main character, the Guy Fawkes guy, V.
Yeah, the Guy Fawkes best guy. Yeah.
He was a Satan, actually, you know. And what was the name of the girl that he was training, the female heroine? Her name was Evie, you know?
Thank you.
Right, Eve.
Because he's tortured her for millennia, and she's come back. She's reincarnated a few times on the planet. And the last time she reincarnates, she's going to kick his ass. And that is Revelations 12. It's in the Bible.
If you look at the graphic novel, the comic book deal that it was based on, because that guy, Alan Moore, that wrote them, you know, he did that first. In that series, it turns out that the V for Vendetta dude, he's gaslighting Evie the whole time. And in the series, I don't know, I don't think it got to that point in the movies,
But he reveals, it's revealed at the end that he actually is the devil, you know?
Yes.
And Evie figures it out.
See, the movies are simply for the devil.
Because he's tortured her for millennia. Literally.
But if you go back to
the original. She's died, came back to life a million times. And the last time is the end for him. Okay. Just saying.
In the Septuagint, the original version of the Hebrew Bible, they spoke of reincarnation many, many a times. You will be reincarnated constantly.
No, but that's only for the Edomite.
No. To your reincarnated.
It's not for the Israelite.
You're reincarnated as an Israelite. And no. That is your fucking chance. That was in
no, the you're not going to be... No, because the Bible says you're only meant to die once.
Talking about the original fucking...
The original says you're going to die once, and that's it, as an Israelite. But Eve is the angel. She's the fifth angel. She is the star. And you see the star everywhere. Everywhere.
All the reincarnations?
They think that she's going to save them, but she's not going to save them. She's going to save the Israelites because she's the mother of two races, because Satan had sex with Eve.
She gave birth
to the Canaanites.
I understand, but I'm confused now. Where did I read this passage?
If you stop interrupting me, then I can fucking tell you what it is.
Was it the Buddhist Bible? Maybe it was the fucking... Maybe it was the Ethiopian fucking... You know, because the Ethiopian niggas are the real Hebrews anyway, you know? Mm. Come on, man. It was on History Channel, man. They got to be the real Hebrews.
No.
Yeah, Simca fucking... What's his name?
All the great goddesses in history are the reincarnations of Eve.
Reincarnation of Eve.
But she's also the mother of the Canaanites because Satan had sex with Eve in the garden. So she is the mother of the Canaanites and the mother of the Israelites. And they used Babylon working to try to birth her into one of the Canaanite bodies. And they believe, and they've been lied to, that Eve is going to save them. Well, I'm here to tell you, not going to happen. Just saying. If you think everybody on the planet knows this and they're not talking about it, you're a fucking liar, because trust me, people that are full of ego and everything would tell everybody that that's what's going on. But somebody without a huge ego isn't going to brag about that to the universe.
You just talked to the nigga on the bus about this. I bet he knows more than you.
Who?
The nigga on the bus.
The one that goes around the short bus?
No, he rides a big bus.
Hey, I'm gonna go back to the COVID-19 virus for a minute, because I just pulled it up, this article that I saved a couple days ago. It's a new article that came out in the Atlantic magazine. You know, it's a recent article, and you were asking Bells, you know, what are they doing with this? Like, what are their aims? You know, well, obviously, it's multi-purpose. You know, there's the whole curtailing our liberties and our movements and getting us used to that kind of control. But also, I know what else they're doing here. Like, let me read one of the opening paragraphs from this article. It says, to allow the recovery to begin, the United States must implement the kind of strategy that other countries have used to defeat the coronavirus. It must test widely to find infected people, trace their contacts who might themselves have been infected, and isolate
that potentially infectious group from the rest of the susceptible population. So they're talking about isolating you, like pulling you out of your house, you know, putting you somewhere, you know, taking you to a camp, maybe, you know. And the thing about it is, it goes on down further, way down further in the article, that they're pushing for what, in addition to, they want to test every single American, and then they want to do cyclical testing of every single American every few weeks. So think about that. If that's the perfect vehicle for isolate, like rounding up dissidents. So, oh, you tested positive for Corona. You got to come with us. You know what I mean? I think that that's what's behind that. I think that's one of the purposes. What do you think?
I'm going to tell you my esoteric meaning for that. Do you believe that this whole coronavirus thing is jumping the shark? Like they're like desperate. Like they're acting like this is a desperate situation. Uh-huh. They're taking a chance that everyone's going to figure it out, and people are.
Sure.
So in my crazy opinion, and this is just my freaking opinion, is they're looking for the antibody. They're using this as an excuse to take everyone's DNA to find the person on the planet that has an antibody to give them eternal life. I know that sounds weird.
It could also be a way to, you know, to get in the DNA in a, of everybody.
Yeah, but they're trying to take everyone's DNA, and it ain't because they care about us. Trust me.
Yeah, I know that. But it could also be a way to identify every single Israelite. You know?
Exactly. Well, they're going to do that too. Exactly. And that's what they're doing.
But you don't think there's any merit to what I said, that could be the perfect cover for rounding up dissidents and just anybody that they want to
disappear? No, because they don't care about that. They don't. You know what? All that is.
It's a way to get rid of inconvenient people or any kind of enemy, because they could say, oh, that's positive
for Corona. This is a spiritual war.
Let me finish. Okay. And you disappear. You just disappear, and they say, oh, he died in the hospital of Corona. It's perfect, man. You're telling me that they're not going to use that?
I don't think they care about that.
It's too perfect. I'd use it if I was an evil dictator. That's brilliant.
Yeah, if you think about it on a political level, yeah, you're right. But when you think about it on an esoteric level, they don't care about that. They all they care about is eternal life. And you know, you asked me about that song by The Fix.
By who?
Saved by Zero,
yeah.
All they care about is creating eternal life for themselves. All this other stuff is just a cover.
But they also want to kill the Israelites because they know the Israelites are prophesied to destroy them. So they're going to try to kill us all. And in so doing, they need to get rid of people that know what's up and that are going to try and warn people and stop them. You see what I'm saying? I think you're being a little too long-sighted in it. You know, maybe not short-sighted enough. Because there's going to be things they're going to do leading up to all this stuff.
I think they know the outcome. I think they know the outcome. Let me answer this.
Hang on. I think
they know the outcome already Project Looking Glass showed them the end. And I think that right now they're on the defense. And all they care about is surviving the apocalypse. What's coming for them, it's not. They're making it look like we're the ones that are the victims, but they're the victims, and they're trying to make it look like we're the victims.
So they've given up. They're not going to try to kill the Israelites anymore.
I don't think so. No, because it's over for them, and they're going to try to survive any way they can, and they need this antibody. And there's a person on the planet who has the antibody of eternal life, and they want it. But that's why they're willing to that's why they're willing to jump the shark. That's why they're willing to let everyone figure out who they are. We gotta fight the controlled opposition that's been going on since the 70s and how they've been programming us.
Yeah, no, but you don't forget all that programming and just look at the Bible. No,
I don't have to forget all that because that is what they're doing. They've been programming us with the Bible for a long time.
Yeah, no, I'm not talking about anything.
They need our DNA, and whose DNA are they looking for? Okay. So either they're looking for the Israelites' DNA or they're looking for Eve's DNA on this planet.
And that's what you're saying. That's what all the testing is. They're trying to find DNA.
Eternal life. Mm-hmm. And no one's going to say that. No one's going to say that.
It makes sense. You know,
I'm putting it out there to AI. So listen to me, you fucking demons. I know what you're doing. Sorry.
That would just school us. Now, look, retards, let me tell you what's really going on here.
Hey, what's up, bitches? This tacky girl right here.
Welcome to my world. Man, I have to sit through and listen to retard after retard's theory, and here's what's really going on. Well, you know how everything that they do is multi-purpose? That you're probably right, and I'm right at the same time. You know?
You're right.
I don't think that they're trying to kill the Israelites, and they're still going to do it. You know, I'm not talking about all the bullshit programming since the 70s. You just look at the Bible. It says it's hellacious time, like it's never the worst.
We've already been in it, but you think it's going to be worse. We've already been in hellacious time.
Oh, man. No.
No, we have.
World War I, people are committing suicide.
People are committing suicide for the lack of family and love. They hit us in our families. It doesn't matter about World War, whatever. You hit your families and your friends, and you break that down, and that's what kills people. Okay.
Maybe I'm a little more morbid than you are, but I expect to see freaking zombie apocalypse horror, I mean, at some point, like just mass murder, like, you know, I mean, it's definitely sucked.
You know, in the Bible, it said in Romans, it says all Israelites will be saved.
It also says,
but you can't deny that though.
Though Israel be multiplied as the sands of the sea, only a remnant shall be saved.
Yeah, because there was a lot of us on the planet, and we all got wiped out because from race mixing. Go ahead, Will. We'll let Will talk.
You were talking about all the violence and the rage and shit. Just here in the last 3 days, where I'm from, there have been 27 shootings. And countless fucking robberies that the police can't even fucking deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is all racist shit because the white man won't give the black man all the shit he needs. But this is black-on-black violence.
Hang on.
You're talking about biblical fucking violence. These are straight just fucking animals living in the motherfucking zoo killing other animals.
Yeah.
Because they don't know what the fuck to do. They don't know what the fuck to do.
Okay.
They have no comprehension. They have no reprehension. They have no conscience. They have no soul. They just do what the fuck they do. They're there to do what they do. And that's what the fuck they do every goddamn fucking day. And your normal ass people who might be Israel, who might not, but these motherfuckers have a conscience. They are semi-simian. And they see this shit. They're upset by this. Some of them respond in kind. Some of them are like, oh my God, I can't believe that's happening. And they're the ones they get fucked with. It's a fucked up place out here, man. It is truly the devil's playground. No matter who says what says who, the devil is out here playing his fucking game.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I see, Zeke, because...
That's all I'm saying.
You cannot discount all through Europe, the massive rapes and murders and...
But that's the whole thing, Bill.
What's going on?
Honestly, man, white people do this to white people. It's in a totally white community.
European countries. You know what? I had a video that I put out. I made a video.
In Europe.
I made a mere video. I made a mere video on the white... on the white farmers being murdered.
Yeah.
Massively murdered, okay? It got half a million views in 4 days, 12,000 comments in 4 days of people being upset by all the murders being done by the blacks to the whites in South Africa. That's when they took my channel down, okay? People are real, real upset about that. It's going on. So to think that it's just going to be coming in the future... It's already here, and we need to recognize that.
Well, what makes you think I don't recognize that? I know it's here already and it's happening, but I'm saying it's going to get
everybody
worse.
Everybody has to die. 90% of the population needs to be killed by blacks to make it legit.
No, I'm just saying it's bad, but it's going to get a lot worse.
My daughter. Her friend that she grew up with in this little neighborhood went out with a black guy. Beautiful, beautiful person.
Not the black guy.
She was lured into a hotel or a motel. She was bludgeoned to death with a knife and her head was decapitated. Okay, it's going on. In little neighborhoods like mine, which is mostly white.
I know this is going on. It's just getting started.
I'm listening.
I'm just saying it's just getting started. It's just getting cranked up. It's going to get worse because I see what they're doing and I see how they're steadily bringing black and brown people into all the white countries. People that have been propagandized to fucking hate whites and hate the West, they're bringing them in. And at the same time, they're demonizing whites in the media and in the universities. It's all the precursors for a genocide. They're setting us up for that. And I don't see them stopping or slowing that agenda down. So it's obvious it's going to get way worse. I don't see how you can deny it. God would have to literally step in and do some supernatural thing to stop it.
Well, the only thing I disagree with you on is the university aspect, because most of them are leftist leaning, and they will teach you the entire thing that you're not supposed to know.
Well, I'm saying that you're saying they're not demonizing whites in the universities?
No. The universities are very left leaning. They are teaching you the Kabbalah, and they are teaching you to hate the white man and fucking propagate all this fucking mud race.
Right.
Well, then. Then we agree then. That's what I was saying.
Yes. There's I agree with you on that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I have a problem with the ground. Yeah.
That's what happens that's a steady precursor to every genocide. The group to be genocided is demonized for a long time first, and then at some point it happens. You know, so I see them, they're bringing in people that are incompatible with our cultures anyway, who don't like us to begin with, and they're demonizing us at the same time.
If you bring in somebody that you can't agree with and you can't get along with is going to cause strife. So to be with this person by saying you're a racist if you're not with them.
It would cause conflict, strife, and violence on its own.
Okay, Zeke, let me ask you. How bad does it have to get for Yahweh to intervene? Like, how many people have to die? How many white women have to be raped? When is it good enough for you? Like, when is it enough? When is Yahweh going to say
back in the 60s when they started desegregation shit, and they had the goddamn fucking military at the high school to let 4 black students go to school. Why? Why couldn't they just go across the street to the black fucking high school and do their fucking shit?
Well,
and the military would have never fucking been involved. Well, no, you had to make a big fucking deal about this shit and shove it in everybody's face like, look, you're a goddamn racist if you don't believe this shit. That's the fucking Jew agenda right the fuck there.
Yeah, you're right. It is.
When is enough enough? Like when? How one woman being raped and killed by a black man is enough? So how many does it take for you to believe that this is Yahweh's going to cut it off? Like, is it going to be like 90% of us? 80, 60, 50? What?
1967, Rosa Parks. She was tired from work. She refused to sit on the back of the bus. Start a whole goddamn revolution.
Well, that was a fucking psyop.
How many black bitches was tired of sitting on the bus at work every goddamn fucking day for how many fucking years up until 1967 so that bitch was like, I ain't gonna have no more. No, somebody put her up to that shit. Who the fuck did it? Who had the money behind that shit?
Right. Exactly.
This shit would have never fucking happened.
If these tell me, Zeke, how many women, white women have to be killed? And all that. How many till God does something? Like, you think it's not enough yet? Tell me how many have to be murdered and killed in all the European women. How many is enough for you?
It's not about enough.
Don't look at the outcomes. Look at the consequences of the beginnings of that situation.
One is too much.
Where did it come from? Why did that woman have to get raped and die? Where did that shit come from? Let's go back to the fucking beginning. Where did it start? Let's figure that shit out. I don't want to hear fucking statistics and outcomes and all that bullshit. I want to figure out where the fuck it come from. Why did it start in the beginning? Why is this happening now?
We know that.
We have these numbers. No. What the fuck kicked it off at the beginning? What started this shit?
Well, let Zeke explain that.
Okay, go ahead, explain it. Explain, Professor Zeke.
Well, all three of us already know, man. The Jews have been riling this
thing. Yeah.
I mean, it's a basic thing.
You said the wrong word. You said O.J. Simpson won the goddamn conspiracy theory, and he put the gloves on, and yeah, okay. Blah, 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 blah.
Anything Jews. On the news, anything that you see on the news, by the way, is a theater anyway. But anyway.
I want to answer.
Real Bella's world. Yeah, let Zeke answer that.
Oh, it's her. Let him talk.
It's not about what like when am I going to be satisfied? It how many does it take for Zeke to feel like it's a Holocaust? No, it's about how many and how bad it has to be to wake the rest of the dumbass Israelites up. The 90% of them are fucking totally asleep. It's going to have to get bad before they go, oh shit, something's wrong. We're in trouble. You know? And no, we ain't nowhere near that point yet.
But you made the point earlier talking about where am I at? Where am I coming from? Most of the people don't know because they're not woke up yet.
Exactly. It's going to take calamity to wake them up.
You know, Calamity Jane was a hermaphrodite.
Oh, my God.
What?
West history of the United States, you had fucking Annie Oakley, you had Calamity Jane.
Right.
Calamity Jane was a hermaphrodite. That's why they called her Calamity.
Calamity. Okay, I get it.
That was the first
Oh my god, that's funny.
In American history.
Clam itty. Clam.
The lamb. The lamb itty.
Come on, Zeke.
Kitty. Yeah, in a dick. No, those. It's cool, man. If she squirts on you, don't worry about it. This is a really big clip, man. It's cool. Yeah.
But did you get me now, Bells? Do you get it? Am I making sense now, or am I still a retard?
No, because you know what?
You're a retard because you have an accent, bro.
Texas accent's the coolest accent in the United States, man.
He actually has a cool accent, actually, so shut it. So anyway.
Whatever.
Oh my god, you sounded like that. You sounded like Sweet Transvestite from, like, what's that show?
Sweet Transvestite.
Transylvania.
Now, was you doing, was that supposed to be my accent that you just did there, man?
You're not.
Sounding like a dick and RuPaul over there. What the fuck?
Yeah, it's Gravity Falls, bro.
Dude, we should our podcast should be like the top. Anyway, because we're so funny. But anyway.
Podcast is like for fucking ADD victims on Adderall, you know? Oh my god.
Wait a minute, that's my personal
Bells. Answer me that now. Am I still an idiot that just doesn't get it? Yes. I mean, does that make sense to you what I said?
Yeah, because I think that God, you know what? When the Israelites were in Egypt and things were getting really bad, he didn't have to get so bad to wake him up. We don't have to wait for 90% of our women to be their heads chopped off and murdered, whatever, with the blacks and all that, for God to intervene. It's already going on. It's already too much. For me, it's too much.
It's too much for me too, man.
Thinking that we have to get to the point where 100% of women have to be decimated by other races.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's going to get way worse than it is now. So you tell me if God's going to intervene, how? Like, how is he going to do? Because how he intervenes in the past is he lets shit get bad. That wakes people up. Makes Israelites start praying to him again. And then he comes in.
Yeah.
And what kind of start
that? Because it only takes a few people to wake up the rest.
Say something, man, real quick.
Yes, you can.
I just want to say something. That's in school. It makes me horny. But
God,
this thing called free will.
Yeah.
He like, dude, do what the fuck ever you're gonna fucking do. It's up to you. I don't care what the fuck you do. I want to put you here, have a good time, do whatever the fuck you do. If you decide to come to me, you're cool. If not, just okay. I'm not gonna be mad at you. Just go do your thing. That is fucking free.
No,
wait. Let me finish.
Good.
He gave us free will. I have that established? He gave us free will.
Yep.
Do what thou will. Okay. Is that not what the devil said? Is that what fucking Crowley said? Do what thou wilt.
It's the whole of the law.
That is the whole of the law. That is free will. It is your choice. You can either do that or you can abide by the motherfucking rules that this man made, who made this fucking place, and say, okay, well, you're right. It's up to you. That is free will. Freedom is not living in a free house, getting all kinds of free shit. Freedom is living on your goddamn own, having nobody give you anything, and living for yourself.
Amen, brother. Right now.
People don't understand freedom. They expect freedom. They want free, but they will not pay the price for their freedom.
Which is responsibility, sacrifice, yes.
That is true freedom. You have to sacrifice yourself to be free.
Right.
No matter what the fuck you do, you have to sacrifice yourself to be free. And motherfuckers ain't gonna give that shit up because they want free shit.
Exactly.
No, you're right.
So you tell me, Zeke, how many people have to die under all of the other races on the white race to it's satisfactory for you?
There's one of them left. There's all of them. Period. That's the only way. There's like cockroaches. If there's one left, there's going to be 1,000 more.
Exactly.
Well, am I speaking some other language that you don't understand?
Angry at me. I'm just challenging your belief. That's all. I'm just trying to be the devil's advocate. How many people have to die? How many white women have to be murdered and raped?
As many as it takes to wake people up. And so far, it ain't.
You're trying to.
How can I answer your question if you're going to talk over me?
No, excuse me.
I'm not talking about how many people that the other people on the fucking planet have to wake up. How many people have to be raped and destroyed before Yahweh stops it? I don't give a fuck about the rest of the planet. You're giving faith into the rest of the planet.
What does he do to stop it? How does he stop it?
He lets it go like a disease. It's got to burn itself up.
You're waiting for this huge apocalypse of all these other races destroying us. But you know what? Nah.
Dude, no.
Someone jumps and they're going to try.
Burn itself up.
What?
I think he was an INFP, man. You're trying too hard to appease her, man. Don't. Look in your own head. Look in your own head and see what the fuck's going on, bro. Seriously.
I'm not standing for it for another second. I'm not going to sit and wait for it to get worse. No. I'm calling out.
No. I think Ezekiel's standing.
Yeah, all the people
he's here, man. No. He's not wrong. But I think he's standing here in the physical here and now. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just need to get fucking really drunk and let yourself go and step outside of yourself and look around and say, look, dude, you know, it's not all about me sometimes. It's not about these motherfuckers next to me. It's not about this dude at the bar next to me. Fuck this guy. He's not even really fucking here. You know, it's outside of myself. Yeah, it's some crazy
it's
shit.
It's time,
man.
We call it. We got to call it. In the spirit of the Father, we need to call it done. We're not going to wait for 80,
70, 90. What are you saying? No, he's not speaking on falsehoods. It's just...
I know. I'm not waiting for that.
My personal belief is he's caught up on it. He upset you early, and he's trying to appease for that. And, you know, hey, trust me, man. Forget this chick. She will forgive you later, honestly.
What
did
I do now?
She'll be all right, man. Yeah. You know? She's not a Jew, man. She ain't going to hold a grudge.
If I was the queen, I would be off. If you was the queen, extermination across the board. I wouldn't even feel bad. Babies.
Oh, my God. How many times would you cut my fucking head off?
No, I'm talking about the demonic race.
No, I'm talking about you personally, as a female. If you had that power, how many times would you cut my head off?
Never.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
Never in public.
Right? Well, no.
Come on, man. That's good, man. You good?
You know what? Remember when Joshua was supposed to kill all the Canaanites? Man, baby, we wouldn't even be here today if they would have done that. But because the Israelites have good hearts, Israelites have good hearts, they made them slaves instead of getting rid of them. And so we have a problem today because of that.
You know what it was? It was that black man seeing a white woman, he couldn't let her go. I can't kill that.
There's going to have to come a point on the planet when there's going to have to be real men rising up and fight and cutting off the demonic race. It's just going to happen. It has to happen. I don't care if you guys want to be I don't, babies and this and that and worrying about all that. You have to kill the demonic race off.
Yeah, you know, and to no, get to that
no
point.
One's gonna do it. No one's going to do it. No, you always you come into it. You always asshole because he hates everybody.
And to get to that point, Bells, Israelite men have to see a whole bunch of fucked up bad shit happen to their people. That's what I'm getting at. You get it yet?
No.
Well, I'd like to see some titties, man, but, you know. This is my bad.
It ain't going to talk. It's not going to take race wars that's going to do it. It's going to take starvation, all right? It's going to take someone starving to death.
What do you think happens when the famine sets in? All these black and brown people go and try to steal food from Whitey, and while they're at it, hey, let's kill a bunch of them and rape the women.
Wait, because you said that we're all going to fight. We're going to fight everything because the blacks are killing the whites. It's going to take starvation.
Cafrophia. Hang on just a second.
Okay.
Mr. Ezekiel, I understand what you're saying. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Because there's going to be many white folk who live out in the country who don't live in the city, and they got their shit together. They're going to have fucking very fucking comfortable life. After all the shit goes down, they're not going to worry about it. They're going to live every day like it always went. But you're going to have these fucking people from the city, black and white both, who's trying to take their shit. Now, it doesn't matter to me if I'm here with my people on this plot of land and got my shit together. I don't care if you're black or you're white. You come here stealing. You come here thieving. You're going to die. Period.
Well, I'm sorry, but the whole planet.
I don't give a fuck if you're an Israelite. I don't give a fuck if you're a goddamn fucking monkey. I don't give a fuck. You come here fucking around, you're going to fucking die. Period. That's the way it's going to fucking be. That's the way the world's coming. You know, there was no ifs, ands, or buts. You're a white guy. I'm going to let you over here and have a sandwich. No. Pow! You're a fucking shot in the head, and I'm going to eat your ass, you stupid motherfucker.
So it's not going to take a race war to bring this shit down. It's going to take starvation. It's not going
to be a race war. The race war is just one more divide to keep us separated, and shit actually goes down.
They have failed. Okay, they have failed with the race war. They failed it. It's off the board. It's not going to work. It's done. It's not going to work. So
they've been trying since the 50s, man.
Now, starvation is going to be there.
Yes. They control
the food. Just like in the Bolshevik Revolution. But the Bolshevik
goddamn hamburgers. When Walmart is closed.
It went down because some people knew it was coming and they tried to warn everybody. And the Jews, this is how they've done it every time with the Germans, the Jews in concentration camps and everywhere.
I know that.
Is starvation.
Just an injection here.
Starvation. All this other crap.
I want to help people, not scare them. I want to help people, not scare them.
Right.
Squirrel. The average gray squirrel that lives in your backyard. It's one of the best protein sources you will ever have as a food source. You can skin one in 30 seconds. You can cook it in 3 minutes. It's up to you how you catch. It's up to you how you cook them. But if you cook them for 4 minutes, they will not have any of the diseases they're associated with.
Right.
It's real shit.
So
if you starve to death, when this shit comes the fuck down, it's on you because you're a fucking moron.
They killed.
I have three sources of filtering water. I have 5 sources of starting a fire. I have 2 things that can build me a shelter. All that fits in my backpack, and none of it takes more than 15 ounces. Now, I have another 30 pounds that I can throw into my backpack on top of that that I can carry with me and not even fucking think about it before I start feeling it. Right. I carry up to 70, 80 pounds on my fucking back and not fucking, you know, I can still go. So I'm thinking 9 ounces of my shelter, a good source of food, and a way to start a fire. Don't take up shit. I have all this other shit I can carry and just walk the fuck up out of here. There's so many fucking pieces of woods around here that the monkeys are scared to go into.
Well, can I ask you something?
No.
Can I just ask you something? Are you in danger of starving?
Dude, I will never starve. I'm a fat fuck. Fuck that.
Well, I'm going to tell you that that's the psyop. That they want you to think you're going to starve. I didn't
say that. That was the whole thing with the goddamn toilet paper. Run out, buy everything you can right the fuck now because there ain't no more.
Right.
That's why I can't nobody buy no
there,
shit.
Right? Okay, in the Bible it says Babylon will fall, right? That's them. They're trying to make it look like we're going to fall. So we have to get all this toilet paper and food and all this stuff and go crazy.
You know, what are you
they're
do
the with? Ones you're, that are well, falling. They're the ones that are targeted by Yahweh. And they're making it look like we are Babylon, and we're not. They're trying to make it look like we're going to starve. We're all the stuff they are. And that's why their system is breaking down right now. And that's why they're giving us money. Because I told you about the sodomy rituals. To keep the cycle, the Saturn cycle going, they took all the money, okay? They took all the money away from us. And that is a cycle. And they now know they have to give the money back to us or the place is going to blow. Because this place that we are on is in frequencies and energies.
That's the whole separation there. This is on esoteric level.
Yes.
I'm talking on a physical level. Well, your ass is going to actually be hungry. You're going to have people in your front door shooting you in the face trying to get your shit. You have to be ready for this because it's coming. It's going
to
be.
Why aren't they in danger? Why aren't they waiting for us to come take them down? Come on.
Because they stir shit up. They don't do shit.
But you're going by the Bible, and the Bible says that Babylon's going to fall, and that means that Obadiah, we're going to be taking
Babylon
shit down.
Babylon has to stir the shit up so much that everybody gets pissed off and starts doing stupid shit before it falls. It's happened before.
Yep.
The time of Christ, when he walked into the goddamn temples and started kicking over tables and slapping motherfuckers saying, don't do this! They was fucking up. They was going beyond belief fucking up. They was in the church selling pigs and chickens and, you know, I'm saying they was doing shit they shouldn't have been doing.
Those guys are afraid of us, okay? I don't care what anyone says, they're afraid of us. We are the ones that are going to kick their asses. And with you guys. I don't believe that they got it on us.
No, I'm not arguing with you there. I understand. Fear is a strong factor. But at the same time, they are so afraid of us, of doing what we're going to do, they're going to freak everybody the fuck else out and make them act stupid.
I see it. Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
I do.
They're going to make them act stupid and go out of their goddamn fucking minds. Oh, you don't know. That's what they're going to do over here. That is their agenda right now, is to freak everybody out. What was the Bible say? Fear is not the spirit of God. There was
exactly.
No fear there.
But you guys are bitching at me because you're fearing everything and saying, oh, this shit's going down. I'm saying, no, it ain't.
No, I don't.
I have no fear of what's going on.
I don't get fear. I get frustration.
Wait. Zeke,
you're
what do you have
wrong.
To say? Okay.
She's wrong with me. He's over there washing dishes, man.
That's fine.
I'm not fearing. I'm not afraid. I'm just saying it's going to get worse.
Right. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just. I'm just listening.
Yeah, dude, that's what she's kind of trying to push off on me. I get fucking fruity sometimes. I get mad. I start, you know what I'm saying? That's not being afraid. That's frustration. If anything, I'm waiting for shit to happen so I can break a motherfucker. You know, go ahead and let this shit kick off. I know what to do. I'm good for this. I was built for this. That's me. You know what I'm saying? Don't put me on the sideline and go, okay. Now,
wait. I love you for that.
Calm down. Not yet. Maybe tomorrow. You know, don't do that to me. Either let me go or tell me to shut the fuck up. That's me, man. That's
berserk. I know you're a warrior in my heart. I know that. I already know that.
Sorry, man.
But you're not going to be a warrior if you believe that the Jews are going to win. Okay? So go read Obadiah. No, they're not gonna
fucking win. Fuck them. They haven't won yet. Let the Seeking fuckers win.
I'm here to say we're not going to fucking let them win.
Bells, are you retarded or something?
They're not going to win.
When did I say they're going to win? What I'm saying is...
another minute of it, okay? I don't want to fuck another minute of them.
What I'm saying is you're right, and I'm right. It's going to happen the way you say, but it's going to get a lot worse.
Wait. I'm sorry, man. You can't both be right.
No, we are both right, because she doesn't, I don't think she understands what I'm saying, man. Yeah, of course, they're not going to win. We are, but it's going to get worse than it is now. There's going to be casualties on our side. Bella thinks we're going to win this without losing a man or a woman or child.
No, man, the winning doesn't come by the outlook at the beginning of the battle, man. It comes by the determination at the beginning. It's like, no, you're not going to fucking do this. That's where the winning comes from. You have to have that mentality mindset. I think that's what she's getting upset with you about.
Exactly. Thank you, Will.
You're like, Will, some's going to die, some's not, but we're going to go out here and fight. No. When you go into battle, you have to go into battle like, fuck these motherfuckers. No. That's it, period. You're going to fucking die. I'm not.
Battle.
That is battle, man. It doesn't matter. If I die in battle and you kill me, I'm going to go into battle looking at you like, no, I'm going to win. I'm going to fucking kill you.
Thank you, Will. Thank you.
You also have to go into battle with a sober assessment of the conditions.
You have to go with Will.
No, dude. You're fucking shit like Westmoreland in Vietnam, man. You can't do this. That's why he got kicked out and went to the fucking... That's why he went to the goddamn fucking Pentagon and got kicked out. And the other cat came in because he couldn't win in Vietnam. Yeah. I understand what you're saying. You're taking this as a studied person. You can't go into a fight as a studied person.
Fight a war. You got to go in it with fuck you. We're winning. Thank you, Will.
If you're in public and somebody punches you in the face, you can't go, oh, look, well, I took this class in fucking classical fucking, I found out what this guy did. No, motherfucker. You just got to grab that fucker by the throat and start beating his fucking ass. You know, it's just, there's no compromise, man. You can't.
I'm going to pee up.
You know, dude, I've been beat up, man. I've been beat up by 6 fucking 7 motherfuckers, you know. But when one of them comes up to me by himself, it's a whole nother guy.
We've programmed all of our lives to lay down and believe that they are the.
That was the biggest influence of my entire fucking life.
We're going to kick asses.
These motherfuckers think that if you're white, you're afraid of them. If there's 3 of me and 1 of you and you're white, you're scared of me. I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want to do. You know what? No, there's 3 of you. If you get aggressive, and I throw you against the goddamn fucking wall and look at the second one like, no, the third one's going to fucking run. There is no we about it. There is no we there. There is no fucking we to it. You do it to some white folk, the 3 motherfuckers are going to start kicking you in the nuts. You get what I'm saying?
Will, would you make me a queen if I was going to nuke their fucking assholes and, like...
If you was going to touch my asshole, I'd run away.
Well, that's in my spirit, and I don't have any time for just waiting. We gotta get on this. We gotta put it into AI. We're not fucking dealing with shit. We're not fucking gonna put up.
I'm sorry, Ezekiel.
Fucking.
Lying. You seem like a really cool guy, man. But if you grew up here, man, I think you'd think different, man.
And all the people, Christians out there that hate us for cussing, whatever, we're angry. We're angry.
Hang on, Bells. Seriously, Ezekiel. Dude, I'm not trying to fucking put you down or no kind of way, man. I'm just saying, if you grew up in my situation, you might think a little bit different, you know. I've dealt with a lot of shit in my life, man. I'm not a little bitty guy, and I've dealt with a lot of people, you know. It's just,
I didn't grow up in the fucking lily white suburbs either, man. I understand that, man.
You know, you're 6'4", 200 pounds, and you walk up the street, and six guys come out and start poking you in the chest, like, I'm gonna kick your ass. What are you gonna do, man? You're gonna hit one of them. You know, you might get knocked the fuck down, hit in the head with a fucking pistol a couple times, man. But you're gonna hit one of them, man. You just can't just, hey, you know, let's talk about it. No, there's no talking, dude. There's where I come from.
If I was clean, I'd fucking bust your shit.
Shit on that for, man. I've been in plenty of fights with plenty of them.
No, Zeke, you're being a wimp because you got to understand we're done. We're fucking done. We're not going to wait for another white woman to be killed. We're not going to wait for any of it. And we're just putting it out there that we're done.
Yeah, we just called the guy a wimp. You can't go out and do that.
I'm not saying wimp. I'm not saying wimp. God, he's not a wimp. But I'm just saying, we cannot.
I meet this guy in the ring. He might fucking mop me up. You know, I don't fucking.
He might kick my ass. But anyway, what I'm saying is, we have to bring it up a level. We have to bring it up a level. We cannot just settle for it, wait till it happens. We got to put out to the universe, we're fucking done. There's too many people in my life and your life and everyone around me who's been killed by all these third world beasts, okay, and Jews, okay? We don't need to wait any longer for it to get worse. How bad does it have to get?
Do you not see how bad it is? That's my whole point. We shouldn't have waited this long. What's it going to take for the rest of us to fucking wake up and do something about it? Because nobody's doing fuck all about it. It's going to take a whole lot more bad shit to happen. That's what it's going to take. I mean, why can't you see that?
It's got to come to a tipping point where the entire white race is like, fuck you, I'm done. I'm tired of dealing with this shit. It's not an individual thing. On an individual level, it's a whole other fucking thing. But yeah, you're right. You're right. On a cultural level, you're right.
You're perfectly right on a cultural level, right? I'm talking about the level of Yahweh. How much is Yahweh going to put up with it? That's a different story.
On a personal level, yeah, you're right. You're right.
Okay.
You know, on a personal level, what you do is what you do. But on a cultural level, that's why they fucking act the way they fucking do because of the cultural level.
But
you have a very valid point.
Yahweh's level is not the same as cultural level. That's all I'm trying to say. I'm not trying to say you're wrong.
Eric Bells, you're on the esoteric again. This is what this is about. But what me and him are talking about are on the physical, and we're going to the esoterical when you're speaking.
I know, we're in agreement. I think that frustrates Zico
because we're talking in the esoterical and he's still in the physical, and you know, That would make me mad, you know, honestly.
I know in my spirit, Yahweh's going to get to the point where he's done. And it ain't going to be till the point where all the Israelites are fucking dead.
The question you've been asking me, how many more before I'll be satisfied? Why don't you ask him? Because, you know.
Honestly, man, I will never be satisfied. Who can? That's a redundant question, honestly.
I don't know, but I'm just saying it's gone this far. When's he going to step in? If that's what's going to happen, if that's what you say, Bells, how long till he's satisfied? I say it'll be a little while because I think he's a little bit pissed at us.
Would you not be?
Hosea chapter 2, it talks about how he forgot our name. Okay, just read it. He forgot our name, and he's going to remember our name again tomorrow, next week, a year from now. I don't know. But it ain't going to be on the watch of all the other beasts on the planet. It's not on their watch.
I get that. But as he was saying, respondently,
right,
is how long is it going to take him for him to recognize us? That's a very valid question, man. That's a very good question.
Well, we need to call God out on that and say, come on, let's do it.
I understand that. But as he said, and as I feel, the motherfucker is pissed. How long have we neglected that?
Yeah.
Exactly.
And now all of a sudden we're coming back screaming, help me, help me, help me.
Right. And not enough are doing it yet. Most people are still going their own way.
You set yourself on fire and jumped in the well. Why should I help you? You know?
Yeah. So I think he's going to let us bleed for a little while, you know, because in his eyes, we kind of deserve it.
I'm with you on that.
Do you know what I think that Jacob's trouble started? I'm just going to tell you what I think, but it's just my opinion.
Nobody cares about you.
Nobody cares about your opinion. When Napoleon let the Jews out of the slums and they were able to create all their bank systems, the minute they got out, they just took over the banking system, you know. And I think that is when Jacob's trouble started. But if you guys disagree with me, let me know. I
disagree with you because it in the Bible, that's a 7-year period, and you're talking about something that happened centuries ago.
All right, if you want to go a little bit farther than that, what about Sabbatai Zaviah? Sabbatai Zaviah. He was the first Jewish self-proclaimed Messiah.
Okay,
he was captured by the Persians back in the...
Who is the Antichrist in the Bible?
Will have his head cut off. So he went to Islam in the 1600s in the court of the Sultan, but he was still teaching the Kabbalah to all these Muslims.
Yeah.
Who in the Bible is the beast from the pit? Napoleon.
See what I'm saying? Yeah, that's some bullshit. Come on. That was true, Napoleon's been dead for 300 fucking years. I ain't got how many happened here.
How do we know that the numbers in the Bible are correct? We have
How come Trump can't be spelled backwards and say pump? You know?
Well, it is really kind of weird that when they let the Jews out of the slums, that's when all hell broke loose in the whole world. Can't deny that.
Loose in the world long before that.
No, that's long before the banking system.
One thing I've learned about Sumatra, and this, I don't know if anybody's ever paid attention to this, if you followed that shit or not. But I looked into this far enough where I looked into Gematria and I've learned I can manipulate numbers to make those goddamn things mean anything I want them to mean. So whatever they're telling you is lies. They told you lies from the beginning. They're telling you lies now. They're telling you lies to figure out their fucking lies and they're still lying to you. And so if you got their code, man, you don't have their code because they're lying about their fucking code. That's my opinion on shit.
I know that they're all the news stories and all the codes they put in the news and everything they do is biblical. Even though people can't see it, you can read between the lines if you're enlightened about it.
I
and they're using the Bible to try to make themselves
they lie
win.
The they don't have shit wrapped up. They're scared. That's what I'm thinking.
They're on defense, okay? They're the defense, and we're the offense. And that's why I'm saying I'm different than most truthers. Yes, I don't believe we're the victims in this. I don't.
They want people to think that everything is so fucked up, there's no coming back. There's no hope.
They have to give us their money because currency...
If they have no hope, they win. If there's no hope left, they win.
They run on currency, which is Saturn. Okay, it's energy. They printed money out of nothing. Alchemy. Okay. The only value money has is belief in it.
They strip the bark off, send them through a machine, shred them down to like paper thin fucking fibers, and they use that to print money on.
It's worthless.
Yes, no, it's not worth it. It's worth the life of the goddamn fucking tree.
There's
so much worse in
there. Anyway.
You know, it's not totally lifeless. That's what they want you to think. Hell sent is totally lifeless. They stripped a life to make this lifeless form from.
Thank you. That's really deep. That's really cool.
It's
true.
Honestly, man, you cannot have a lifeless form that anybody will believe in. You have to have a life to sacrifice for that form to make it viable for any living thing to believe in. That is my experience with the occult.
Man, that's deep. That's good.
You know, you take a rock, which is not living, it's just a fucking rock. And sacrifice it, you're not going to get shit from it. But if you take a frog and sacrifice it on that rock, you might get a little bit of something from it because there was a life force in that frog.
Right. They want to steal our life force because
make the shit work. Yes. Just like with humanity, you have to sacrifice.
So they're looking for a life force to give them eternal life because they've lost. You know what? All the CERN stuff. Saturn, Kabbalah, all this crap, all this time stuff. And listen, currency is energy and money. Time is money and Saturn is time. And they're losing the balance of the Kabbalah tree, like the left, right paradigm, negative and positive, is out of whack. And if they don't give us money and balance it, then the place is going to go boom. And that's how it goes. And most people don't understand that. Okay? So that's why they're giving us their fucking money. And we're not on offense. I mean, we're not on defense. We're on offense. They're on defense. And that's how I see it. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah, or maybe they're just slowly getting us used to communism.
Well, that's been the programming since the 1970s. They're already communists, okay? We already live in communism. You know, democracy is communism. We just make a bunch of money and give it to the communists.
You know what? Really humorous.
We already live in communism.
Ever since the so-called shutdown has started, my life hasn't changed. I still go to work every day. I get my check every week. I haven't got a stimulus check. I haven't done my taxes yet. I bought a whole bunch of new shit for people. You know, honestly, man, I don't need your goddamn fucking money, man. Fuck you, dude.
Communists just get the money, but the Democrats and Republicans, they just take all of our money and give it to the communists. That's the difference, okay? That's that simple.
I was thinking that I have a real white folks fucking people's job, and I don't work at fucking Starbucks. So yeah, I go to work every day. You know.
Yeah. This whole republic, this whole democracy is based on.
You know what? See that. There you go. The United States was not built on a democracy. It was built on a
constitutional republic.
Say, oh, democracy is so great. Oh, and that's why you had Obama, motherfucker.
It's the rule of the mob. And that's what it is. And if you don't understand that, you're fucking ignorant.
You know what?
Dude, it's the rule of the mob. That's why they didn't set up
a democracy. No, it's the rule of the mob, and it always ends up like that.
Fuck the rule of the mob. I want to see these motherfuckers come out here with a gun and shoot at me so I can jump out behind a tree, hit them in the head with a fucking axe, and take their shit and shoot the rest of them. That's what I'm waiting for.
So if 50 people in my house disagree with a fucking dumbass law, and other 51, and the other people get it because they're smart, and it's less than the 51, and so they get to rule, fucking that's the mob rule, okay?
No, I'm asking you, why you got 50 fucking people in your house?
That's why they didn't set America up as a democracy. They set it up with a...
That's why I'm asking you, why you got 50 people in your
house. Electorate, votes and stuff like that, so that you couldn't have a situation like that.
We never lived
in democracy in America.
This is why Trump got elected.
The United States of America has
never
been.
Do you know who built this country? Do you know who started the?
Hey, you know who built this country? God, when he stirred the goddamn pot and made the fucking world. That's who made this motherfucking country.
Sir Francis Bacon. Remember who else?
Before you. Come on, ask me another question.
I understand that. They didn't set up this country as a democracy. Why do you keep saying that? It never has been. It's been a constitutional republic from the very beginning.
It doesn't matter because the Freemasons set this country up from the beginning. Okay, don't be ignorant.
I know that. Dude, it goes back to that book. Who's that? Jean D. Yeah, Robert Bacon.
Yes, John Dee and Sir Francis Bacon and all them guys. And they built this place. And if you think they built it for us, you're fucking ignorant.
I know they did.
Nah.
I know they did, Bella.
They didn't make it for us. They made it for themselves.
I fucking know that.
Alright.
You're making a lot of assumptions.
No, we're not. I don't. I know. When they came over here on the ships, they built mosques. They built their Jewish temples before they even made this country. Okay. Jewish temples were built before they even made this country.
No, the mosque or is a temple.
Temples.
Yeah, Jewish mosque.
I mean. Temples.
Fucking moron. I mean,
you know what? This place has never been for us. It never has been because we are the slaves and we're Israelite slaves. I'm saying, if I have to be Moses in pink hair, fine. I'm gonna part fucking pink red seas. We're gonna cross.
Right. I'll be Moses with pink hair. Fuck you. Oh my god.
Right.
Shit.
Process, bitch. Right.
I'll drop that bitch with my pink hair. Fuck you.
Okay.
Oh wow.
I think we're kind of being tacky for too tacky.
You know what's tacky is you going to Walmart's.
I don't go to Walmart. Right. Don't be mad at me. This place was never built for us. It never was. Don't defend it. And burn.
Come on, man. You're lying. The bourbon bottle is like a perfect grasping vessel, you know?
Right.
There's not a better vessel in life that was meant for grasping.
Nick, don't be pissed off at us, but yeah, I'm telling you, you're just being naive about this place because it never was.
No.
It was you never for us, ever.
Perspective on it.
No, you think that you, if you want to believe that this whole United States, which, okay, house, okay, what is that?
Hang on. Bolin, just step back for a minute. Just go take a break for a second. Well, what this man is trying to say, and he's trying to give you his beliefs.
I'm
from
sorry.
His point of view. I understand that. But he's giving you his beliefs from his point of view. All right? And they're valid, you know? It ain't like this man is come out talking some bullshit. It's his opinions from his point of view where he's standing at right now in life. So you can't be mad about that. You know, it has to be taken as a valid point. So come on, brother. So you go speak your point.
I'm not mad about nothing. Just,
I understand. I'm just giving you a chance to talk, man.
I agree with what you're saying, Bill. I know the reason the United States was created. I know it was never really ours in that sense. You know, it was their vehicle for their next phase of where they wanted to take their world order. I mean, I get all that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand where why you think I don't.
Do you know what bars and stars means?
But it,
I don't think she's being mad at you, man. I think she's just being overly aggressive in her happiness about talking right now.
Whatever.
She don't get to talk to people all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Whatever.
She's
why do you call it the bars and stars? The bars and stars. The bars and stars is a fucking fucking trap.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, she's just happy to talk.
The stars are the fallen angels, and the bars are the blue and the red is the blue bloods. Okay, the blues, the fucking Jews.
Oh, okay, then what about the Union Jack from England?
Red is the
that's where it comes from. All we did was add a couple stars to it, like the 13. Yeah.
The stars are the fallen angels, so we're stars and bars is we're fucking slaves. Okay. Get it?
Oh, okay, so Union Jack were slaves. From what? Wait. Back this
up.
Back
the flag,
this up.
It's 9/11. 9/11 is on the flag.
I'm going to stick up for now. Hang on. Hey. I understand about the Union Jack. Now we're going to the stars and bars.
Stars and bars.
The Union Jack. The British flag. Where does that come from?
I don't care right now. I'm talking about the bars and stars.
All flags are red, white, blue.
The blue blood, the red blood. It's the blue blood Israelites. It's the blue blood Canaanites and the red blood Israelites, okay? And if you look on the flag, it's 9 bars and 11, 9/11, if you look on it. Just saying.
Okay, what about the German flag? Is one black flag, one yellow, and one red?
We are
freaking America, come on. You gotta make shit up for this, man. Come on. I'm just putting you on point.
Because we are Manasseh, okay? We represent in the Bible the heraldry of Manasseh in the Bible.
So we
are Manasseh on this planet. In America, and we are the ones in Obadiah that's going to kick their fucking asses. All I'm saying.
Oh, no, but the German flag is red, yellow, and black. It's kind of like the African flag. So what's it got there?
It doesn't matter because in the end times, if you look in the Bible, Manasseh is all the heraldry is in America.
Why is the modern German flag
the Bible is Jubilee
like the African flag?
50 is Jubilee in the Bible. And the white in between the stars is means it's the spirit, white spirit.
Connect. I understand.
So
I understand
what they're trying to do is connect the Israelites with the red and the white, the red and the blue connected with the white makes a new race.
Black, yellow, and red. Both of them.
They're trying to create a new race with us. That's what they're doing.
I'm going to run the store.
The red and the white, and the white, the red and the blue, and the white between. The white is the spirit. Connect the blue, connect the red with the stars. You got a new race. Okay?
Yeah, I get what I'm saying.
How great this country is, and how we were. This whole foundation was made on freedom. Okay, you tell me that.
I'll just
when they want it, their whole goal was to mix our races. Okay, fuck you.
I hate to say it, but you sound like the guy from what was his name?
No, because I know what they're doing.
You sound like that one guy.
50 stars is a jubilee. Okay, look it up in the Bible.
What about 51? Do I have a flag with 51 stars?
Yeah, because they want to mix our races and destroy us. So that's we're behind the bars, stars and bars. And if you think for a fucking minute our on anything.
You sound like Alex Jones, man.
No, I don't.
You sound like Alex Jones.
Wow, that's an insult. They fucking know what I'm saying. I'm no dummy, and I know what they're doing. And I'm gonna fucking fight it, and I'm gonna stop it, and I'm gonna figure it out.
Why don't you say something?
And 9/11 is on our star, on our flag, and you guys can go figure it out for yourself. You can see it. Because 9 is Eve, and 11 is hell. Okay. I've already told you, 9 through the gates is Eve going through hell. It's the whole fucking deal.
Explain it. I want to tell these people.
I've already told you about that.
I know you told me. These people have never heard this shit. Tell these people, man.
3 is Saturn, 6 is Earth, and 9 is the moon.
3, 6, 9.
Saturn. Is the state. And 69 is the
universe.
It's the 69 portal which Eve comes through. It's the 69 portal. That's why they make fun of 69. It's a sex term.
Nikola Tesla, 369.
It's crab portal. Yeah. So you guys can make fun of me all you want. But anyway, we're stars behind bars. They put us behind bars. And there's never been a moment in this history of our world that we've been free. So if you believe that.
Not one fucking time.
I never said I did believe that.
Not one time.
So you go figure it on the flag yourselves. 9/11, okay? 9/11 is Horus birthing. It's Abe birthing Horus through the gates. That's what it is. 9/11.
It's a rich
God brought us here. He used the vehicle of the Canaanites and their system to do it, but it belongs to us, and he's going to give it back to us. You know, he's removing their power, their Babylonian system from it, and in the end, we're going to be here, and it's going to be ours.
How many movies have you seen with 101 in the movie? It's 11. It's Hell's Gate, so 9/11 is.
Yeah, but some Ezekiel just said.
Hang on, Ezekiel just said. That's the fucking.
You have the system.
They do. It's Eve.
You use the system. You gave it to us. Now it's our system. Now it's up to us. If we keep using the system,
stop worshiping.
We propagate.
The
It's evil you started because we're using the same system you just gave us.
I'll burn our flags because you know why? You don't
even know you're using the shit, but you're using the shit. That's what Ezekiel just said. They gave it to you to use. They used the shit. They gave it to you to use. They're not using it no more.
They have all of our children.
They don't have to use it because you are using it more than they ever have. Right there, they have us. That was a great fucking point.
We've been pledging our allegiance to an idol, to the United States of America. That's a fallen angel's flag. That's a fallen angel's flag.
You made a good point. You made a really good fucking point. They don't have to use the system no more because they gave it to us, and we use the system every fucking day.
So I'm telling him breaking
the system. We propagate their shit while they sit there and laugh.
I do not pledge allegiance to the United States of America flag. Fuck you, fallen angels, and your fucking bullshit.
You know what? It doesn't matter. We're using their technology to talk on the phone right now.
I don't care. God made it that way. If I didn't have to use this shit, I would go fucking poop underneath my cherry tree and live in a tent. I don't care. But here we are.
We all need to do.
So whatever.
I'll go out here and just like walk into the river till I can't walk no more. You know? Fuck it.
Nothing in our country and nothing we have has ever been built on the Israelites. So if you think that, better think again. Okay? You better
think you're lying about that because
it wasn't built on us.
And everything that was taken away from the government that was built by the Israelites.
No. When they let the Jews out of the slum, they built America, okay? If you don't get it, I don't know what to tell you. Don't know what to tell you.
Okay.
Bars and stars.
I will tell you this. America made the best fucking bourbon.
Fucking slaves. Yeah. We're still
you can't have no goddamn German bourbon. I will give you that. You know, I've never seen German bourbon in my life.
What?
You can't have that shit. No. You can't have no German bourbon, man. And you know what? You can have some Indo grown outdo, but you ain't getting no good old grown Indo outside of America. That's what I got to say about America. It's a Forrest Gump shit. That's all I got to say about that.
Okay, so America, we're all free because we get to fly wherever we want and be.
No, nigga, you ain't free.
And we can do whatever we want. We can do whatever we want, but we don't.
Why you're free? It is because I go to work every day and pay my fucking taxes.
Freedom, that's you know what? Freedom is an illusion, okay, that they've given us.
No, I heard what freedom was. Freedom is separation from government. Freedom is separation from.
What is government? You know, government was created by them.
No. Freedom. True freedom is separation from anything.
Government means you, and government means you. And we are under their fucking Jew shit.
No, we'll never do that shit. You can't do that shit because you can't get away from the goddamn.
We have more people committing suicide in this country than the whole population is under freedom. Okay.
Well, let me go tell my brother who's addicted to fucking pills and living on a government check that he's like,
we're
fucking
so
go live.
Free. We can go to the doctor and get all the fucking meds we want because we're so
he's
free.
Damn, he can't do this.
Anyway,
that is oxymoronic, man. I don't agree with that shit.
No, we're not free.
I just can't agree with that shit, man. Fuck the government, dude. The government is nothing but a fucking slave title owner. That's all. He's a slave title owner. That's all the government is.
They
own titles of the slaves under them. What do you think a social security number is? It's your slave title number.
Exactly. We're all slaves. And if you think this country was built unfreed him. Better think twice. Anyway. Hang on.
Are you going to go to fucking Europe? Are you going to go to Asia? You going to go to Africa? You going to be free? No, nigga. The only way to be free is to separate yourself entirely from your government, live on your goddamn fucking own, provide for yourself, do nothing but for yourself, for no one else.
And you used to be able to do that in this country, but they've changed everything where you can't now, so you're not free at all.
Like I said, if you want to be free, go to Africa.
Well, wait.
Do this shit.
Okay, let's see.
You're either a slave in this goddamn fucking world and deal with it. What the fuck are you going to do?
Okay, let Zeke say his piece.
Let him say what?
Let him say his piece.
Well, I said it. That's all I had to say. There was a time you could do that in this country, but you can't anymore because of all the codes and laws and taxes and
water.
They made it impossible.
You guys, I'm gonna go grab a glass of water, and you guys, Zeke needs to say his point.
No, I'm done. I said what I wanted to say.
No, say it. Because you
already did.
It's your piece, speak, boy.
This is your chance to say what you need to say.
I just said it.
No, you didn't. Yeah. No. We need a devil's advocate. We need it.
I wasn't arguing. I was just adding to what Will said.
Okay, I'm grabbing a glass of water. 30 seconds. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll talk, okay?
Still there, Will? Hello?
Oh, yeah, I'm drinking whiskey and shit.
God.
Will, you were just saying that to be free, you know, you live on your own land and you're self-sufficient and all that, and you don't owe anything to anybody, and you produce your own food.
Anything from anybody, you're not free because you owe them something.
Well, yeah, I know. And that's what freedom is. It's owning your own property, the own production of your own food and stuff and all that, and you're totally free. And all I did was add that you could do that at one point in this country, but you can't do it anymore.
You can, but you would be what they call a fucking weirdo.
You can't really do it anymore. You can do it to an extent. You're still subject to codes and laws and property taxes and bullshit like that.
You'd be called homeless and living on squirrels in a state park.
Yeah, you could do it that way, I guess, but you'd still be in violation of vagrancy laws and stuff like that. You could be subject to being arrested, basically.
If you was found.
Mm-hmm.
If you was smart, you would keep moving. You would never be fucking seen.
I don't know.
They would never even know you was there. That would be the optimal. But yes, you're correct. If for some reason you were, you would vagrancy, whatnot. They're going to lock you up in a little bitty ass fucking concrete box and say, you broke the goddamn laws because you was doing what a normal person would do if they was in your situation. But now, I'm going to put you here until you can just fucking money. Man, the fucking Jew way of doing shit.
Oh my God. I love you guys. We got to shut this down because it's oh my God.
You know what? You're starting to upset. Maybe me and this guy will just keep talking and just go ahead and go.
You know what? Our recording stopped as I left the bathroom.
Oh, you didn't get that fucking tinkle?
I think it's still going, actually. I think it's still going. Anyway, I love you guys. And
he's trying to sneak into fucking Mexico from the Rio Grande. What's your name, buddy?
All right, you guys. I'm gonna stop. recording. I love you guys, and we got a lot.
Hey. We need to get out. We need to get outside for this. Ezekiel, what's up?
Hey.
You still there?
Yeah.
We need to get outro, man. You got a song or something?
A song? I'm not much of a singer.
Some Willie Nelson or something?
I ain't near my CD collection.
I was gonna ride my...
Still going.
Well, I'm from the hood. I can't
sing. I hope we all can come away with this with happiness and joyousness because we got our thoughts out, what we believe, and none of us are probably exactly right, but we're just putting our opinions out there, you know.
I've learned one thing.
No hard feelings.
Trying to go online with this goddamn talk session shit really pissed me off. I was in a good mood, so I tried to, you know, fuck you then. All right. But all right. I'll do it again soon, I guess. I don't know. All right, then. It was fun.
All right. See you next time. All
right, bro.
Take it easy, bro.
I love you guys.
Love you too.